Dancing. Look how the African-American people dance. Right? You had to learn that dance. You had to learn how to dance. You weren't born dancing. You learned how to dance. People came from Europe where all that snow is, all that ice. Who in the heck do you think want to go out dancing in all that snow and ice? So they come from way up there in the cold region where it ain't nothing but snow and ice, and they come and see you dancing. They say, look at those crazy people. Look at those crazy people. Oh, they're crazy. Their brains are not working. Crazy monkeys, jumping all about and acting crazy. After about 20 generations, the spirit hit them. And there's no more ice and snow around. Now it's clocked into his genes. Some of these white folks dance so much like black folks, I say, hey, you got it, buddy. You can teach some of us how to dance now. Yes, it becomes, in time, it's clocked into your life, into your natural life. In time, it'll be clocked into your natural life, and it comes out so freely and so beautifully. So does wrong. If you practice wrong, it's going to come out. It's going to go into your subconscious. It's going to work when you're not even working your own mind. It's going to be working against you. If you practice lying, it's going to corrupt your whole life. You practice stealing, it'll corrupt your whole life. You practice cheating, envying other people, it'll corrupt your whole life. Whatever you practice is going to become you, and it's going to dominate you. And when people try to teach you out of it, they're going to have a very difficult time because it's been clocked into your automatic behavior. So open your minds and use the most precious instrument that God has given you, the quality of your brain. Work it and use it so that you don't make wrong choices. And if you're strong enough in your intentions, you can change anything overnight. We know of some drug addicts with needle tracks all up their arms. No more space on the arm. He went other places, shooting other places, shooting heroin into his veins. He heard a message that got his attention and made him want that message more than he wanted heroin. He quit heroin, cold turkey. Didn't even go to any institution. We have people we know, individuals we know did that. Broke it cold turkey, left it cold turkey, didn't need the doctor, didn't need anything. All he needed was to hear something that hit his heart, struck his intelligence, and made him believe in something bigger than the drug addict, bigger than the dope, bigger than the heroin, bigger than his sleep, bigger than his dream. And he didn't want to dream that dream anymore. He wanted the reality of the bigger thing that had entered his ears and touched his heart. That should tell us something. That should tell us something. God has not left us defenseless. God has not left us helpless. We can overcome anything that's in the way of our humanity if we will just have faith in something bigger than these small things that bring us down, and destroy us. Another problem we have, especially the poor. Yes, this is Labor Day weekend. So I have to respect, you have to have some fun with your family too. So I'm going to speed up here a little bit. We let our problems get in the way of our intelligence and cause us to do something foolish. Some of us think that when you go to a nice hotel, oh, they're taking all our money. We poor, they're taking all our money. They got plenty of money. I'm gonna take these towels. They robbing everybody to get what they got. Don't turn the lights on or off, pardon me. What are you standing back? Let's go. What are you standing back there? Turn the lights off for. Leave those lights on. You crazy or something? Leave those lights on. They already charged us too much for the room. Oh, the water's running. I got to go turn it off. I hear the water. I'm going to turn the water off. Turn it off? It may flood the bathroom. Well, they'll give us another room. They done charged us too much already. Now, what we make the establishment pay or pay for, it makes costs go up. And when costs go up for the establishment, it passes it on down to us. You know how come inflation is going down? One of the reasons why inflation has gone down so much over the last years, last decade or so, especially over the last 5 or 7 years or more, it's because people with a different mindset, people with a different training, have come to this country in big numbers. And they are not wasters. They have been raised to conserve, to protect. They won't turn the water on and leave it running. They won't waste energy. They don't waste the lights. So as a result, the wasteful are enjoying a better economic condition for America because of them. Now, we want even a better economic condition for Americans. Let the wasters stop wasting, thinking they are punishing the establishment. We've been doing this for generations, and they keep getting richer and richer because they are passing the problem back to us who made the problem, and they are making us pay for it by going up on the rent, going up on the electric bill, going up on everything. So that punishes the poor. It doesn't hurt the rich that much at all. It probably ain't hurting them at all. So stop that foolish behavior. My father told you to stop your foolish behavior. And I'm here, he's speaking through my genes. I'm telling you, stop that foolish behavior. Start respecting everything. Use good common sense. Use good business sense. And don't hurt a people that you don't like, do wrong by them just because you don't like them. Don't envy the rich. Want to be rich as the rich without the problems of the rich. Don't envy them because of their wealth. Want to have their wealth and even more than that wealth, but without their problems. And all of them don't have problems. Many of the rich are responsible for us being in the good condition we are in. Many of the rich have shared their money and have helped to make laws come into place so we can be where we are. They have paid for the campaign of good people to get into office so that we have better conditions for our own life, better opportunities, etc. So don't be against the rich. Be against ignorance. Be against immorality. Be against child pornography. Be against drugs. Be against alcoholism. Be against violence and self-destruction. Be against these evils. These are the real evils. And let us not have a problem, a nation that is plagued by class, rigid class distinctions, where one class envies another and takes the other class for an enemy. No, the rich and the poor are not enemies if they all want the same human destination. If they all want the same good human life for themselves, they are not enemies. They are friends. The poor are the friends of the rich, and the rich are the friends of the poor. And if the rich just don't stand in our way and give the aggressive poor an opportunity, we will relieve the burden on the establishment. We will relieve the burden on the rich. We have a plan, a business plan, a plan conceived by our poor among us, a plan conceived to make us powerful in time, powerful economically, so we can be more powerful socially, and more powerful as a neighborhood, more powerful as a people. It will come in time. God has rewarded our appetite for the spiritual life that we have now, intact. He rewarded us for hungering for the spiritual life and inviting the spiritual life into us. Now God is saying to us, now that you have your inside corrected, I'm going to give you the outside. And let us go get it. Peace. Assalamu alaikum. And may God forgive us our errors, forgive us our sins, show us the way, have mercy on us, God always. Ameen. Yeah.